This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, the best definition of love is scriptural. It's given in 1 John 3:16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. That's the essence of the message all this week on the definition of the word love. Last week we talked about hate. All this week in 1 John, the epistle of 1 John, we talk about the definition of love. God bless you as you listen. Anne Marl Lindbergh wrote a book years ago called Locked Rooms and Open Doors. She says this: people talk about love as though it were something you could give, like an armful of flowers. And a lot of people give love like that, just dump it down on top of you, a useless, strong-scented burden. I don't think it's anything you can give. Listen to what she said. I've never heard anyone put it like this, describing love. Love is a force in you that enables you to do and give other things. Listen to that again. Love is a force in you that enables you to give and do other things. It's the motivating power. It enables you to give strength and power and freedom and peace to another person. It's not a result, it's a cause. It's not a product it produces. It's power like money or steam or electricity. It is valueless unless you can give something else by means of it. Question: what is it that you do and give to other people because of love? What is it that you do and you give to other people because of love? It's not that you just, oh, I just love everybody and I'm just so wonderful because I do. It enables you to do something for someone else, to lay down your life. Let's bring up the next verse, verse 17. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Leroy Manning was a California grocery store owner who gives sandwiches and coffee to 400 unemployed people every week. Every week, once a week, he hands out sandwiches and coffee to people who are unemployed, doesn't charge him a dime for that, and it's his ministry. Do you know what motivated him to do it? This is really an intriguing story. He said in his grocery store, every day would walk a woman. She would go to the bakery at the back of the store, very poor looking. She would buy one large cookie. And he noticed she would do that every day. And so one day, Leroy Manning was intrigued by that. What's the deal in this one cookie woman? He followed her outside. There were three kids waiting out on the front step of the store, and she took that cookie and she broke it into three pieces, and every day they got a third of a cookie. Kids today eat half a bag of Oreos and say, where's the rest of them? Don't they? Where's the rest of my cookies? In other words, that's all they got a day. And he was so touched by that visual demonstration of love by that woman, he said, I can do better than that. And so he feeds 400 people a week with sandwiches and coffee. Cindy Jackson, a soup kitchen volunteer in Atlanta, realized that many homeless women in Atlanta had no safe place to go during the day. Deciding to bring her actions into line with her values, she left her management career and founded the Atlanta Day Shelter for Women. Dave and Grace Sandness of Minnesota adopted 9 children, but you need to know this, all of the children were handicapped that they adopted. Everyone has priorities, she said. You can go for the big house and the fancy cars, or you can do everything you can to help people, says Mrs. Sandness, who uses a wheelchair herself. It's a decision and a choice that you make. What do you do out of love because you've decided to love people? Well, we'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope as we continue a message from 1 John, the 3rd chapter, on the subject of love, the definition of love from 1 John 3:16. Let it speak to you all this week. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.